Hello, this is Gus Becker. I'm a wildlife biologist and a forester. I do wildlife programs through my own company called In Nature, based out of Wenatchee, Washington. I've been involved in forestry and wildlife biology for over 25 or 30 years now. And up here at Holden, I've been doing a week-long series program, naturalist program, on large carnivores of the North Cascades. So we started on Tuesday evening. The first program was black bears and grizzly bears. Following evening, we talked about cougars. Then we moved on to wolves. And then the final program is wolverines of the North Cascades. Each night, we've been looking at a little bit of, first, we do an overview. We did an overview of generally the range, the historic range, and the current range of each one of these different species. Talked about their historical range in North America, and then zeroed in on the North Cascades, Northern Washington, where we talked about their current status. We discussed and had some sessions where we looked at their the natural history of. How long do they live? What's their survival rate? How many young do they have? What do they eat? And in the case of the bears, the grizzly bears and the black bears, were quite interesting, especially since here in Holden, we've been the villagers have been seeing bear this spring and now into the summer. I myself went for a hike and came across some bear scat on the trail and ran into another hiker who saw a female black bear with two young cubs. So the topics have been really interesting, I think, to the villagers, the folks here in Holden. After we discussed a little bit about the biology, the natural history, and the historic and current range of the animals, then we delved into the conservation of grizzly bears, cougars, wolves, and wolverines. And then I talked a little bit about the future implications as far as what we can expect, the impacts from human impacts on each of these species, from everything from road building to hunting and trapping, etc. It seemed like we came there was a kind of a constant theme with all of the species was the need for minimizing the human impacts on each of these species. By minimizing our impacts, we're going to be able to perpetuate and have these bears, cougars, wolves, and wolverines around for a long time. The topics are also interesting because the large carnivores in the North Cascades are somewhat controversial. Currently, there is North Cascades National Park and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are considering augmenting the grizzly bear population in the North Cascades, and that's not without controversy. By augmentation, I'm talking about actually bringing in a certain number of grizzly bears and releasing them in the North Cascades to help the current population, which is estimated at probably less than 10 grizzly bears that are residents in the North Cascades, and that's not a viable number. So there are controversies with each of these species that the wolf is slowly coming back to Washington State on its own, Canada and Idaho, and there's certainly a lot of controversy around the wolf being reestablished in Washington State, although there currently is no plan to reintroduce wolves, that they are coming back to Washington naturally on their own. Interestingly, the last topic that I'll be talking about actually this evening is wolverines, and Holden has its very own wolverine. Her name is Sasha, and she was radio collared, captured in the Methow Valley, and traveled over a couple ridges into Stehekin and then into the Railroad Creek drainage based on radio collar tracking. She's the resident wolverine in Holden Village, and I'll be talking about her tonight and the future of wolverines in the North Cascades. It'll be very interesting. Some of the kids have already asked me about they know about Sasha. I guess she's famous here in the village, so they know her by name, and I've got a couple pictures to show of her. Yeah, so that's been the week up here. It's been very enjoyable, and I'll be back to Holden to do more. Thank you very much.